you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Brian, get up,
Brian,
snap out of it.
Brian!
Whoa, my God.
Get up.
I am up. What is it? Why is the spoiler Jackson going on?
Mandalorian season 2 trailer just dropped.
Come on. We gotta record.
Okay, but we have to do an intro first. We can't do it without an intro.
Well, fine, then do the intro right now. Just do it.
All right.
Come on.
Give me a moment.
Come on, Brian. Come on.
This is Jabba the Pod.
Right, sons, and welcome to Sci-Fi Wire's Jabba the Pod, a special bonus episode of our Star Wars podcast where we discuss and celebrate the movies, shows, books, comics, games, and everything else from the galaxy far, far away. Every generation has a legend, every legend is a podcast, and this is ours. I am your host, disgraced former Jedi and Force mystic Brian Silliman. Joining me are the greatest co-hosts in the galaxy, starting with former Force-sensitive Assassin's Guild member turned droids rights activist Caitlin Bush.
Hello there.
And the man who lets us record on his starship, the smuggler with a not-so-secret heart of gold, captain of the Starbinger, Matt Romano.
Greetings!
Okay, that's all I have. Grand misuse of the spoiler klaxon. You can't use it as a general alarm.
No, well, how else are we supposed to, like, get into your room? Like, you had a lock on it. It was an emergency.
It's an emergency, you know, Brian.
All right. Well, if there's a trailer, then let's watch it. Together,
yeah,
but in case for the listeners, this is how you properly use it. If you haven't watched the Mandalorian season 2 trailer yet, we're going to sound the spoiler klaxon one more time. Watch the trailer because, Caitlin, there is a clear order. What do you usually say?
There is a clear order in which you should watch the Mandalorian season 2 trailer and then listen to our podcast.
Okay. Now, all right. Put it on the widescreen, Matt.
We're gonna need you to snap out of it. We need your full attention on this.
Yeah, are you focused?
All right, snap out of this.
Are you okay?
All right.
Okay.
Snap out of that.
Here we go. Wires, get it on the screen. Do it.
Come on, Wires.
Oh, I would be happy to, sir. Playing it in 3, 2, 1.
All right, we've got planets.
Oh, man.
Oh. She's looking kind of rough.
Looks like somebody's out of gas.
The door's open!
Oh, God. Is Yoda Baby okay?
Show me the one whose safety deemed such destruction.
Ooh, that reveal
Ooh,
right
the
there.
Armor.
That's the armor from season one.
Yeah.
From the end of season, this towards the end of season one. There's that bantha. There we go. Ice. We're going to see Mando and Yoda Baby in ice. Must be ice.
Ooh, a shipyard?
You expect me to search the galaxy and deliver this creature to a race of enemy sorcerers?
With the Jedi voiceover, what is that?
That's from season one.
Yeah. No. We'll talk about it.
For more info on that, watch season
one.
Oh, Matt, X-Wings.
X-Wings
in the clouds. X-Watch.
Oh, there's so much happening.
A lot of hot speeder action.
For a child.
Jetpack.
He flies now.
He flies now.
So I've heard.
There we go.
This is the way.
He's so cool.
My goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Wires.
Yeah, thanks, Wires. That was
well done. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. I put it together last night myself. I think it's a very good trailer.
Wow, you did a great job.
No, I actually did not make it myself, but But I was trying to get the other one up all morning and to no success.
Are you okay, Watkins?
All right, that's enough. Are you okay? I'm awake. Well, here's what I love about that trailer is that there's actually some stuff to unpack, but not a lot.
Yeah.
No.
It's like they don't really.
I had a lot of people messaging me just being like, so we didn't really learn anything, right? I was like, eh.
Oh, it doesn't matter, though. We learned just
there
enough.
Are some little things in there, but I like it this way, aside from the fact that, hey, they're on a boat.
Yeah, they're on a boat.
It doesn't look like a space. It
they're
doesn't look
boat.
Like a space boat. It just looks like a boat.
It's just
it just
a
looks
boat.
Like a tugboat.
It's
right
like
out
a,
of
it's
the Hudson.
Like a fishing boat. It's like a crabbing boat in Alaska or something.
Yeah. There's like, yo, Din Djarin, don't ask me to take you to Skull Island because I'm not going. There's a lot of one of the scenes looked like it's could have been Corellia. I don't know. It looked very shipbuilding. We were just there, so
industrially.
We have a lot of photos, but
yeah, we just weren't near any water.
Yeah, there are other industrial planets, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But with at the very least, we got X-wings, and we got there is a bit of canon, a fun bit of canon, because there always is an Abyssian. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. The one-eyed dude at the boxing match.
Yeah.
Whose name first name is Gore, at least according to the subtitles. He's another probably back in the day that's called him, I don't know, the Cyclops guy. He's one of these legacy New Hope Cantina aliens. And I like that it's setting up this scene at the boxing with the space boxing, whatever. I didn't get
yeah,
a good
were those
sport,
what are they Gamorreans, like the pig looking aliens in Star
yeah,
Wars
one
fighting?
Of them was the skinny muscular Gamorrean that we saw Favreau tweet while season one was going.
Oh right.
So this is whatever this space pugilism is. I like that this guy's talking to him, and the legend of Lone Mando and Yoda Baby has already grown, because he's like,
wherever I go, he goes.
Yeah, that's my favorite line of the
we're thing. A clan of two, and the guy's like, yeah, I've heard that, and it's the equivalent Mando's equivalent of holding the gun out is the whistling birds,
yeah,
going up his wrist a little bit, and that's enough. But then,
and then the Yoda baby just
the
like
funniest
closes
moment.
The,
yeah,
the little
and
cradle.
It's like, and you just hear it from his perspective and hear the everything going on. And I'm sorry, I just dropped this take, but I'm like,
yeah,
in our last episode, but that's total Lone Wolf and Cub. That moment of him just drawing the thing back, the pram is still a thing, and their legend is growing. This clan of two, it's like the Mando who goes everywhere with this child, is the legend is growing.
Yeah.
So he's not just any Mando. He's the Mando with the kid. Caitlin, I had thought that let's talk about the hooded figure.
Yeah.
The hooded figure he sees on the boat. And we were just saying how it's a bait and switch. You know, it's not probably not a Jedi. Or who knows? But I originally immediately thought it was Fennec Shand and was really happy because I think I just want to see Ming-Na Wen back
and
in the
show. And
who
can blame you?
But you said it's you pointed out that it's someone else. Who is it? Tell
it's
us who it is.
Sasha Banks. She's a WWE star. She's going to be a guest star this season, looks like.
Interesting.
Which is very
WWE.
Exciting.
Yeah. Opening at the Red Blades Coliseum.
Yeah. You beat me to it.
We have a Coliseum now.
Matt, you were pointing out like if this is the episode where they're going to this fight match.
Yeah.
Thing, like she'd be the perfect person to have in
perfect
that episode.
Guest star. I mean, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Star Trek Voyager, but one of the most classic episodes is the crossover when The Rock is on that. WWE
and
SmackDown
didn't
at the time.
Just bring up that.
You remember
episode?
That one?
You? Oh yeah. Yeah, it's a hard one to forget.
So I think
there's
they're
a
going
lot of seven of
they're going
seven of nine beating people up.
That's
yes,
right.
I remember.
I think
it.
That's what they're going for here. I think we have another wrestling crossover.
Sunkatsu, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
Everybody watch that right now.
Yep.
Well, that's good. That will be an interesting episode, you know, boat journey to space boxing. What a day.
I love the boat.
Yeah.
A day out. I love the boat.
What a day out for baby.
Yeah, it's a big
deal.
You're
day
for
in
baby.
Love with this boat. You're in love with this space. It's just a boat.
Well, no, but it's things you don't get to see in Star Wars very often. It's like
right.
Star Wars on water, water wars,
like boats?
And like, you know,
right.
what do boats look like in Star
there
Wars?
Are other
you know?
Move, but there are other things with boats.
Yeah, but not live action. Not a lot of live action stuff.
Aside from a lot of movies. Well, you're talking Star Wars.
Star Wars. I'm talking, not all movies about boats.
Okay, I'm like, you sound like you're like, I've never seen a boat before. It's like, just, there's a, I mean,
listen, it ain't a carnival cruise or anything, you know. It doesn't look nice.
All right. Well, we got that boat. And what do we think the ominous thing of the Razor Crest running out of gas, you know, lovely two planet thing. It's still, I mean, here's the thing. It still looks great. Yoda baby is still a thing and they were smart. It's like this time and he pops up throughout, doesn't he? It's like the multiple shots. So they don't have to pretend like he's not in the show anymore, so that must be nice.
I mean, it's probably not, but I feel like that was a very good, like, season two, episode one opening, you know? Like, I feel like that could open the series. Like, they've just been on the run.
I imagine that we're only seeing, like, the first two, maybe three episodes of the season in these.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Interesting thing. No Giancarlo in Purdue. You don't see him. You hear him at one point.
You see his X-Wing.
Yeah. And you don't, but you don't.
X-Wing, his TIE fighter.
Yeah. TIE fighter. But you hear him a little bit, and there's no Darksaber either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't need
so
to show
all the things that you're waiting to see. It's like, oh, Mando season 2 trailer. That means we're going to get Darksaber. That means we're going to get confirmation on Ahsoka, at least confirmation on Cobb Vanth. The entire Cobb Vanth community has been on pins and needles for months. It's like, guys, you can all shut down now.
What a community.
And yo, there's a whole community. I'm not saying whether
Brian
I'm a part
is
of
their
it or
king.
They're a king.
I'm a king of nothing.
King of Cobb.
I'll show you Cobb Vanth and a handful of dust. Anyway, it's just establishing. Here's the look. It still looks great. Mando's still a thing. Yoda baby's still a thing. Here's the show. There's a boat. There's a boxing match. It's still a lot like Lone Wolf and Cub, and that's it.
Let's go back again to the X-Wings, who I'm trying to figure out formation. They're chasing them. Are they helping them? They're working together. What about
I
those
was thinking that too. I was like, are they trying to shoot him down or like, is this a team up kind of thing? Yeah.
They pulling him over for speeding.
Interesting. It's like, that's the New Republic come to, has become speeding. Traffic cops. Yeah. But it's interesting. It's where, why would the New Republic be after him?
Yeah.
And why would they be helping him or hindering him? What's that relationship would be? You'd think it would be positive, but you forget that he plays by his own rules.
Yeah.
And there's also, I mean, we also get a shot of returning Greef Karga and Cara Dune. It's a lot. And the Bantha, it's, you can see why they released the shots from Entertainment Weekly that they did.
Yeah. We already knew all this too. Yeah.
A lot of it.
Tatooine.
Was, if anything, it's like stole the thunder from this. Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a little.
They're only going to give us so much.
Yeah. And this is good because I don't want any more.
Yeah.
I really don't. I want to have these reveals.
If you can't tell, I'm super excited. Like, I'm just like,
right.
This is all I needed. I didn't need any more hype. This is like a hype up video more than a trailer. Like, I'm ready to rock.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, are you ready to go?
Yeah. Go.
Yeah. And Caitlin, I think it's a great take that it's, this is probably from like the first two episodes. If the first Mando trailer was any from season one was any indication, that's pretty much what they did. Aside from one shot of Mando on the TIE fighter that we waited 8 episodes to get to.
right.
And I had that photo and I'm like, this is the week. And then it's like, nope.
It's not.
We had been saying, like, what if there's not a trailer? Like, what if there's not a spoiler trailer? And I don't feel spoiled at all. I just feel like a little excited, which is what an old trailer should do. It's like, this is... Trailers lately show too much. They show, here's the entire story. It's the Children of Men effect, a movie I love. But that trailer tells you absolutely everything that's going to happen in the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is more and more the case until something like Endgame came along where they showed you nothing and everything was from like the first 20 minutes. And then the whole rest, like they don't show you portals in the middle of in that trailer, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So I love that this is just a sparse little taste. Do you think that this is the only trailer we'll get? Do you think we'll get another one?
No.
Like say a month out, like we were saying?
Nope.
I think.
You're saying that this is that, Mattress Man.
You know, I think this is, I think you're going to get a few TV spots that are going to give you like a second or two more of something else. You might get those like social media spots that are like 3 second reveals, but no more full trailers, just little peeks along the way.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Anything else from either one of you? Any hot takes or anything? I mean, we haven't had any hot takes, any mind blowns, anything. I mean, it's just, it's there's nothing like that because we're going to get it in the show.
Well, I would just say overall mind blown just for the whole thing. No one was expecting it, so great.
I feel like you have a big mind blown over the boat.
I had a big mind blown over the boat. Yeah, we should probably retroactively go put that back.
Yeah.
Well, no, we can just do it right now.
Here we go for the boat. There you go.
Because I feel like your excitement of the boat's going to last just, you're going to live a year off.
Oh, well, now, especially I know that like you're very into it, I'm going to just rail on this boat. A lot of boats.
This is a thing.
This is going to be a thing.
I did scream at the Yoda baby closing the pram. By himself.
No, that's such a good bit.
Yeah,
and it's great that he's here. It's from it's the old face off headphones during the gunfight. Scene where he's just here, but a different version of that. He's hearing all the carnage outside. You imagine he opens it and everyone's dead and it's just
standing there looking a little
and
tired.
And baby's like, oh, another day with you, this is.
Yeah.
Oh, Mom.
No, or if you're just like, hungry? Yeah. Want to grab a bite to eat? Yeah.
Like,
want a frog? Can I get you a frog?
I can get you a frog.
A frog I do want.
I do have a hot
frog
take.
And some soup.
That's,
ooh.
Okay, sound it.
I mean, just going back to before, it's like, I really think that we're going to see Jedi in this series. Like, there's no way, I don't think there's any way we don't see lightsabers. So two hot takes. Mm. Either lightsabers in some capacity or Jedi.
I like
and
this.
It's going to be Jedi that survived Order 66. They're going to die in this 30-year period before the sequel trilogy. But like, there's definitely Jedi out there.
I like this.
They always bring Jedi back when they need them. Look, for video games, whatever. It's like, oh, this Jedi made it. This Jedi made it. Like, there's going to be Jedi.
So many times that, I mean, how many times can they do it? And I feel like this is not
a
show about Jedi.
It's Star Wars, yeah.
Like, even if it's not a full-on Jedi, like, a Force user.
A Force user,
yeah,
yes.
Force user. Ahsoka!
But, like, a Jedi Jedi, it's Luke was, you know, Luke was it. It's like, let's not forget that unless Luke is training them and we get into, we can't, like, it's not like we're going to meet Luke, so.
But wasn't, like, just, like, Luke the best Jedi? Like, you know, there's other Jedi that were just normal Jedi that aren't very special
not
Jedi.
At the not at the time of Return of the Jedi, there weren't. No, there was Luke and there was Leia. And that's it. That's why Jedi.
Like,
the last of the Jedi will you be.
I like I like Matt.
Yoda
Stick.
Would have known.
I think there's younglings out there. There's some force sensitive Jedi-esque
people.
We
know there's
out there.
A youngling out there because there's Yoda baby, but you're saying lightsabers or whatever. Yeah, they're not a fully trained Jedi walking out. It's like, thanks for your help during the Battle of Endor. Where the hell were you?
I don't know, that's my hot take. I don't know.
I like it.
There's something there.
Like it, Caitlin.
I know you don't. I can tell.
I mean, where were these people during the Galactic Civil War then?
Hiding.
Were they out screwing around with the Chiss and the unknown regions?
Sure.
Listen.
No.
Star Wars is ever evolving. The story, you know, is very nuanced. You know, don't get your head so stuck in canon, Brian.
Yeah.
How dare you? And excuse you. And if I might add, off.
It's not about
that's
what canon. I wanted.
It's about making general sense. Yeah, why not just have let's have 50 Jedi fly in there. Let's have Thor come in.
Yeah.
Let's have Superman fly on in. Let's have 17 boats. Yeah.
I don't know if
that's
Thanos
the attitude.
Mess up the
honestly,
universe bad,
17
you know?
Boats very into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An armada.
Yeah.
If you will.
It's like the this is like a Pirates of the Caribbean kind of thing. There we go.
With all of the
Yoda baby becomes
those,
the pirate
I'm
king.
I'm feeling really good about this.
Yes, yes, and there are all those astromech droids, the droid from season one that was like the what's it called? The boat. What do you call those boats you're on in Venice? Gondolas.
Oh, the gondola. Yeah.
Gondolas.
I knew. I just wanted to see you try and dig your way out of that.
Gondolas.
Gondola, and you're trying to put an Italian spin on it, like you're pronouncing a cheese.
Yeah, I guess.
Gondola.
Anyway, I think we can all agree. We can all agree. Yoda baby, king of the pirates, with a ship armada full of gondolas.
Jedis with lightsabers.
Jedis with lightsabers flying from the outer rim.
Coral is Jedi. Not everyone, not here. At the very least, here is the last faction. There is no Jedis. The plural of Jedi is Jedi.
And that's the Mandalorian season two.
If you're gonna do it, and you're gonna do that hot take, then say it right.
Oh man,
God, it's not enough.
Do more
it's
reactions.
Not enough for you to have that take. It's like, why don't we just meet 50 Jedi? You have to say 50 Jedis,
Brian. You make it, Brian. You make it so easy, yeah. My dear.
Oh, it's so easy. Yeah,
it's so good.
You know what? So.
You know, go back into your room and finish your meditation or whatever you were doing.
This special bonus episode, we're going to wrap it up and ship it off on a boat. But we'll be back this Friday with more of our breakdown from Star Wars Rebels.
You're Rebels, aren't you?
In the meantime, feel free to reach out to us on social media if you so choose. Caitlin M. Bush, you can be found where?
I can be found at Caitlin M. Bush. That is C-A-I-T-L-I-N-M. Bush like the bear, not like the presidents.
Matt Romano, you can be found on a boat. Also, where else?
You can find me on a boat. On a boat. On a boat.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat.
I was just waiting for that.
At Matt Romano, MattRomano on Twitter.
And I can be found on Twitter at Brian Silliman. That's at BRIANS as in Sky Guy, ILLIMAN. Search out with your feelings and share your thoughts. We love hearing from you. Subscribe, leave a comment, and give 5 stars if you're feeling generous. Don't base it off of this episode. Snoke him if you got him. Take it, Chivi, and remember, hope is like the sun. If you only believe in it when you can see it, you'll never make it through the night. Also remember, the plural of Jedi is Jedi, and the plural of Sith is Sith. Matt, this is the way. We have spoken. The Force will be with you always. Be the spark.
Let's go to Bastamalia.